struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, it is second date update on the 20s. Robert's on the line this morning.
Robert Downey Jr. in the house. She found it funny.
Nice. She's just a nice person. She'll laugh at whatever you say. You'll be like, Robert farted.
I would say Robbie Robin the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. I was gonna go Robert Pattinson because I watched The Batman the other night.
Oh, okay. Also in that vampire movie.
He looks like a vampire. Robert Pattinson looks like he needs like a California cocktail tanning bed and a sandwich.
Yeah, he was in Twilight.
He needs some melanin though.
Yes.
What? He needs some melanin, though.
He needs some melanin, though. Like my elf on the shelf.
For real, yeah.
Yes, to get one that matches my child, because my son, he's obviously tanned.
He is.
And, by the way, Robert, I tried to find, like, my son really wants an elf on the shelf, and I got him an elf on the shelf, and my idea was to get him one that resembles him.
Yes.
And when I started looking on Amazon to find an elf on the shelf that have, like, you know, a tan to them, all I could find was that melanin dough. Elf on the shelf.
That's how they labeled it.
And then the one that ended up buying him, which ironically came from Walmart, Dark Tone Boy Elf. Dark Tone
Boy Elf. Oh, I don't want girl elf, man.
Can't we just call him a Dark Tone Them Elf?
Yeah, Them Elf. Them there.
No, I'm joking.
Whatever your preference, Elf.
So what we concluded is the elf industry is racist. Just racist. Anyway, Robert, go ahead. Tell us about, Robert's not having this at all.
No,
he doesn't give
a
crap. He's like, I'm white. What do I care?
No melanin, though.
Yeah, I'm melaninless.
Yes.
No. Robert, go ahead and tell us about your date, brother. How'd y'all meet? What'd y'all do?
Oh, man. After all that, I forget.
That memory dough.
Yeah.
You got me thinking about Elf on a Shelf now, man.
Oh, man, it is a racist industry.
It is.
It is. Why don't we just call him the darker, the one that stands out in the crowd elf?
Yep.
Go ahead, though.
I met this girl, Kira. We met at church.
Oh,
cool.
Church.
It's nice. We went to a nice dinner. Went to the Hilton Waikiki.
Baller.
Oh, that's the
I wanted it to be special. You know,
I just heard Hilton.
Night out, you know?
Yeah.
We watched the fireworks afterwards. It was super romantic. I mean, like, it was really just like an all-around great date.
I know what you did. You snagged some of the cash out of the church tithing bowl
when
it was going around. You pretended like you was putting some money in there. You would pull out.
Hey, Hilton's not cheap, bro.
Yeah, that's right, bro. Especially on a Friday night when they got them fireworks, though.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, I figured, you know, a date with fireworks. I mean, that's a great date.
I agree.
So, yeah.
And you know, a buddy of mine was having this house party that night, and I told her about it, and she said she was down to go. So we went to go drop in, do a little appearance at that house party. Everything went well, but here it is after the date, and man, she doesn't answer my calls. You know, she's not returning my messages or anything.
Oh, right. Sounds like a really nice date.
Were your friends really, like, because you went to a house party, were, like, immature friends or were they, like, cool house
party? Yeah, did they make a lot of, like, pervy jokes,
cool.
I guess? Yeah. You know, we've all, like especially when boys are around boys.
Yeah.
It started, like, I mean, you hear it every morning with Joe and I.
Yes, I do. I do.
Were we at the party?
Hey, there was no elf on a shelf, you know, but it was pretty cool.
Well, that means they weren't packing then,
oh,
huh? Because,
right.
You know, it comes with that melanin, though.
Yes, sir.
I'm joking. All right, Robert, what was the girl's name again? I'm sorry.
Kira.
Okay, cool. We're going to give Kira a call right now. Stay quiet on the other line if you don't mind. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking.
Yep.
We'll figure out what happened. See if we can get you all reconnected, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Kira.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kira?
Yeah, who's this?
Kira, it's the Keola Show, that's Fat Joe.
How's it?
We got MJ.
How's it going?
Wow,
Kira Knightley in the house.
Wow, we went from Robert Downey Jr. to Kira Knightley. See, and MJ laughs again.
Kira in the mirror.
I like that.
Yes,
you
like
you see the quality difference?
Yes.
She gives you the courtesy laugh anyway. And,
yes.
And I was about to call you MJ Joe.
MJ.
MJ.
Hey, Kira, sorry, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going if can?
Okay.
Love you, mean it. Yes. We're calling about this guy you met at church.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you, how was your trip, Fat Joe?
Oh, whoa. We'll find out about that guy after we talk about my trip. It was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Had a lot of time, great time with the family, nice and cold in Washington.
I forgot about that trip. What are we talking about here?
I haven't done acid in a long time. Yeah,
that was a Thanksgiving trip.
Yes.
Gone, buddy.
I did too, bro. Well, thank you for asking. Yeah, it was awesome. The family was great. Thank you.
That was very sweet. Yeah. But let's focus on you real quick. The guy, you met him at church. This has got to narrow down. Between church, Hilton, Waikiki to watch the fireworks.
Church.
And then took you to one of his buddy's house for the, I guess his buddy had a little get together or something like that after. Yeah. And you haven't gotten back to him since. You know who we're referring to?
Yeah. I really liked Robert at first, but then he kind of freaked me out.
You met him at church.
Yeah. How did he freak you out?
What, did he try to convert you or something like that?
No.
I just go to church to pick up women, bro.
So it was really nice in the beginning. We went to this restaurant. It was fancy and nice. And we watched fireworks. It was romantic and everything. But then he was like, oh, one of my friends is having a house party. And his friend has a house in Kahala. And I was like, okay.
Baller.
Wow.
No wonder this guy could afford to take you to Hilton Waikiki. He surrounds himself with rich friends.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so why not? We get there. It's a huge house. Like a mansion. Like I was like, wow.
So every other house in Kahala.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, did it have a gate in the front?
And I'm all excited, walking inside, and then there's a wheel in the living room area with like straps, a table with whips and chains, and I'm like,
what kind of wheel are we talking about? Like a tire wheel, or like a
one you lie down on?
Is it like our Stank Dank Jelly Bean wheel? Oh, if you want to give that a spin, Joe. Is it like this kind of wheel?
I don't know. It's bizarre. I don't even know how to explain it. But I was just freaked out. Like, what the f***? And next thing I know, this chick comes out from behind the right side of this, like, pillar. And she's wearing all black, shiny, like, patent leather, like a cat suit.
Oh, yes.
With a high ponytail, black mask, you know.
So porn version of Ariana Grande.
There you go, yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
So she points at Robert, and I'm like, what the f***? And Robert walks up to her. She takes this thing from behind her back. It's like a blindfold. And she blindfolds him.
Uh-huh,
and then there's an adult diaper.
Like, does she put this adult diaper on him?
Yes.
Okay.
In front of everyone? Like, she has him drop trowel and then put on the adult diaper. That depends.
Yes.
She's like,
oh, wow.
Gosh damn it, put on the diaper. Drop trowel. Show everyone, and the AC is cold in here. Don't judge.
You got any baby powder?
He needs a fluffy.
This is a pacifier.
Wait, what?
This is, like, oversized pacifier. She shoves in his mouth, and she puts him on the wheel.
Oh, okay.
What the heck is wrong?
And she's like turning the wheel, and I'm like, how do I get out of here?
Oh my God.
And she starts whipping him with the chain.
Oh my God.
So if I'm hearing you correct, it sounds like a dominatrix with a wheel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
just spinning and whipping him.
Get it,
and while
get
he's in an adult diaper and a pacifier and a binky in his mouth.
And I'm like, we met at church. What is happening? I'm not a prude, but like that was way too much that this is a first date. What is happening?
Well, it could be the first 5 years of dating and I'd still be like, what is happening right now?
This is not going to happen.
This is not my lifestyle, but to each their own.
Yeah.
Like everybody's okay with this. It's so weird. I was like, what do I do? And then he was like, do you want to go? And I was like, hell no.
Oh, wow.
Damn girl, we'll win in Kahala.
Yeah, might as well. Right?
You know, they're all rich people, so they don't want that getting out. You know what happens in that house is going to stay in that house.
It's not going to hit your face, don't worry.
Yeah, because chances are they're an executive of some business there or some company, and they're just going to be like, please don't tell anyone I'm in an adult diaper with a binky in my mouth being whipped while on a wheel.
Yes.
I don't need the VP knowing this, okay? Because I am the president and CEO of this company.
Kayla, would you do it?
No.
No? Oh,
I have zero
what about
desire.
You, like, Joe?
I don't understand the dominatrix thing.
No, hell no. I don't get off on,
I don't need anyone sticking me with a dog collar and like a chain, you know, leash.
Yeah.
And it's like, here, stick this in your mouth.
I'm going to
MJ, you're asking as if this is kind of normal for you, is it?
No.
is this another,
does this feel comfortable to you?
No.
When you hear,
ooh, I like it.
Do you feel like, oh wow,
oh, yeah,
that's
baby.
Like every Saturday.
No, I like to be on the wheel. Just kidding. Just kidding.
And my honey get the witch,
right? That's the first time you guys have actually shut up.
Awkward moment. Thank you, MJ. Well, speaking of awkward moment here, Kiro, I apologize. Robert's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. Robert,
my dominatrix.
You know, MJ,
friend,
you guys friends
with one. Yeah, she's like at the party,
like,
yeah?
Online thread. You guys on Reddit.
What Reddit site you guys go to? Yeah,
the topic is Whip It.
Was I a bad boy at the party?
Oh, wow. What's going on here?
Character. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Right. You got your outfit on.
Kira, come on, Kira. Was I a bad boy? It wasn't that bad. I'm sorry. Come on.
It wasn't that bad. That was so weird. Why would you do that to me?
Look, it was all fun. You know, I wouldn't do that again, maybe. I mean, it kind of hurt and everything, but it did give me an owie on my boom boom.
What? Owie on your boom boom? Do you need Kira to put a little Wapatussin on it to make it feel better? Some Niels Bowen? Would that work out well for you?
Oh.
You put a little fresh diaper on there, otherwise you get diaper rash?
Yeah, I do like to have fun once in a while, you know? I mean, I'm not like that all the time. It was just fun. My friend was throwing a rager.
Does Kira like a wager, too? Does Kira like to dress up as with the baby, get whoop on boom boom, and then spin a little bit around the circle?
That's right.
Go round and round and round and round and do-do-do-do.
Where the bus stops, nobody knows.
Let's go! Right in the boom boom. Right in the boom boom. I had so much fun with you, Kira. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me for the dominatrix. So good. Now I sound Asian.
You want fries with that?
Now I sound like what did I get for $10?
Anything you like.
Anything. Okay, I want boom boom on my boom boom.
YouTube.
Okay, thank you so much. So, Kira, not your thing then, I'm assuming. Not your style.
No,
you're not really into
it. Definitely not.
And Robert, before you bring anybody to a dominatrix party, you might want to disclose that first before you take her, so she can have a chance to run, bro.
Well, he said that it was all in fun and he wouldn't do that again. It was actually like his first time, right?
No. I've been a bad boy.
You've been naughty. You need spanky. You've been naughty, baby.
Give him the binky.
Yeah, you stuff that binky in your mouth.
Your okole.
Wow. What?
I would like it.
Okay. Well, you know, Kira, my thought is run. Unless it's your style and something you're into, it's probably not. I'm sure you've already concluded this, and I'm speaking Captain Obvious, right? It's not your style. I don't feel that you guys are going to be compatible. If it's something that maybe you'd like to explore,
yeah.
I know a little guy named Wobbit that will be happy if we'll take you down over there, give you a little spin.
Yeah.
And then we spin all around and we go.
Oh.
Thank you. So if you would enjoy that, then we would be happy to pay for dinner and drinks. I don't, you know, I'm not on the Reddit thread that MJ Roberts
and Freaks R Us, yeah.
But I'm not sure if there's any upcoming events.
I'm just kidding.
Any upcoming Whipping of Fortune events, not wheel.
You never know, you might like it.
Yeah, you may. So if you would be interested, we'll pay for dinner and drinks.
Okay. I mean, I'm willing to do dinner and drinks.
You're willing to
to do this for dinner and drink? Whoa.
Do you want to get whipped for another night?
It's not just dinner and drinks. It's a second date with Robert.
With Wobbert.
With Wobbert.
Wobbert.
Well, maybe I can save him.
Oh. You think so? Wow.
Well,
you're
going to
have him atone for his sins this Sunday,
then.
I need saving.
You church people are freaks, bro.
I like it. Good for you, bro. You know, this whole time I was on Hinge.
For real, though. You got to go to church,
bro. I should have been at Hope Chapel, bro.
Nice wholesome girl at church, bro.
He walked out and was like, bro, I get hope.
Yes.
Give me the spin of being late.
Hope Chapel to cut the pee.
Okay, so you guys can atone for your sins together this Sunday. We'll pay for dinner and drinks on a second date. Right on. Wow, that was unexpected.
That,
holy Holy smokes. Kira, you got it in your girl. Look at you being all judgy towards Robert. And towards the end, you're like, yeah, yeah, no, I'm going again. Who doesn't like a good whip in the ass every now and again?